Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Leech Tech Corner podcast. This podcast is going to be all about the latest technology and gaming news. It will also feature in-depth discussions. On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the PlayStation Network being down, the iPhone tracking your location, and of course Portal 2, which was released earlier this week. Now, I myself am a PS3 gamer. Earlier this week I tried to log on to the PlayStation Network for the first time in ages, but then I was greeted with this message saying that the PlayStation Network is currently unavailable, down for maintenance. I did a few Google searches and I found out that this was due to the PlayStation Network being hacked, which was frustrating as I just wanted to play some Black Ops and own some noobs. In order to combat this hack, Sony had to shut down the whole PlayStation Network. This has affected 70 million gamers, and of course this has caused lots of Xbox fanboys to gloat. Sony said in a statement on their blog, "An internal intrusion on our system has affected our PlayStation Network and Curiosity services." They also said, "We are doing all we can to resolve the issue quickly." This has provided some reassurance. I just wish they would hurry up and fix the blasted thing. If you would like more details, go to my blog, leechtechcorner.blogspot.com. There'll be a link in my blog podcast profile. Also, follow at leechtechcorner on Twitter to be kept up to date with the latest tech news. And also, find out when the site is updated. You can also find us on Facebook, just search Leech Tech Corner. So you might have seen that two researchers from the UK discovered that iOS devices, so like the iPhone and the iPad, etc., actually track your location. They discovered this when they were looking through the backups. They stumbled upon a cache of coordinates in the backup files of their iOS devices, which, when they checked, corresponded with the locations of where they'd been. Apple have apparently said that it does state in the terms and conditions that that it does do this, but let's be honest, nobody ever reads terms and conditions. Personally, I think that mobile phone companies and Apple should actually make it clearer to you that it does do this, although I have found out that it's going to be incredibly hard to actually access this data. So nobody can use this data without going through a lot of trouble. And anyway, personally, I think that if they were going to find out where you went, they could just use things like Facebook and Foursquare and all those other things that share your location. So yeah, I think it should be made a lot clearer by mobile phone companies and companies like Apple that these phones actually do store your data and track your location. And I did also remember reading somewhere recently that it's not just Apple, and apparently Android phones do it too. So I think all companies should make you aware of it, more aware of this. It shouldn't just be in the small print in the terms and conditions, which, as I said earlier, nobody reads anyway. Finally, as you might have seen, Portal 2, a great game, was released earlier this week. I haven't actually got it yet, but I do plan on getting it, as it looks awesome. And I've been getting into the mood for Portal by downloading the demo for Portal 1, because I don't actually have the first Portal game, because I was stupid and didn't download it when it was free. I've been getting into the mood for it by playing the demo, which I was surprised at how much I'd improved since the last time I played the demo. I found the puzzles really easy to solve, and I've been watching a lot of like Portal 2 walkthroughs, which I know a lot of you are going to say, "Oh, you shouldn't do that, it's spoiling it, you'll know how all the puzzles are done," but I don't care. I just find I watch videos more for the commentary than the actual gameplays. Especially people like Toby Turner. I love his walkthroughs of games. Yeah, that's all I've really got to say about Portal 2. Great game, and I should be getting it soon. Probably for PC, as I think it'll be better on PC than console. If you want to play me, my Steam is RobsTheElite. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to follow at Leech Tech Corner on Twitter and just search for Leeds Tech Corner on Facebook. And don't forget to follow the podcast so you get updated every time I post a new one. Thanks for watching again. Goodbye.